Clipped Wings.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to check in with the broader economy as trading gets underway for the day. We call it the morning open, and we start with this question. Where's Wall Street? Numbers are down right now. The S&P down by nearly 1.5%. The NASDAQ the same, about 1.5% down. And the Dow off 122 points right now at 10,303. European shares are lower by about 1% or less. In Asia today, stocks closed mostly lower, except for the Chinese benchmark, which gained a little ground today. The start of the business day is grounded for some in the busy morning rush hour. We're getting word this morning that a glitch in the Federal Aviation Administration computer program that tracks flight plans has caused widespread flight delays and cancellations. These are flights all along the East Coast. Delta and AirTran are particularly affected, and both have hubs at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. Let's talk with airline analyst David Field. He's with us live this morning from Virginia. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So based on what you know, do you have a sense of what kind of impact this is having?
It's having nationwide impact. The computer, as you say, is used to load flight plans for individual airplanes, and it covers the entire eastern half of the U.S., everything east of the Mississippi. There's another computer in Salt Lake City that does similar stuff. When the computer went down at about 6:20 this morning, pilots had to reload their flight plans by hand, and this led the FAA to a conundrum. What are you going to do when you can't get the flight plans up and flying? And they decided to impose delays at the busiest part of the system, which happens to be Atlanta, which is where the computer happens to be. And that's why Delta, the major airline at Hartsfield, and AirTran, the number two airline at Hartsfield, are the most heavily impacted airlines so far.
Give us an idea, David. I mean, manually doing these flight plans, that's got to be a hassle.
It's a hassle. It slows things down, and the fact is, the fact that you have to do them a second time is a hassle, because the pilots had already done most of these flight plans once, and when the computer rejected them, they had to do them again. They include things like the aircraft number, the flight number, the planned altitude, the planned waypoints that the route will take the aircraft over, and the planned speed.
Yeah. So, is it a common thing? Very quickly, does this happen a lot?
It happens more than it should. It happens more than you think it would. The last time this happened was in August of 2008, and that took a whole day to dig out from under.
All right. Well, David Field, airline analyst, we appreciate you being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. We told you this week about Time Warner's plans to spin off America Online in a few weeks. Now the struggling AOL says if the separation goes through, jobs will be cut. We're talking about a third of its workforce, 2,300 employees. And more job cuts were announced today. Health insurer Aetna says it's cutting 625 workers. It says more cuts could be ahead because of the possible impact of health care reform. Senate Democrats, incidentally, yesterday unveiled their proposal for overhauling the health care system while reducing the federal deficit. And Sears Holdings said today it lost money again. It's the second consecutive quarter that Sears reported a loss.
Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Packaged food giant Pinnacle Brands has its eye on Bird's Eye. The Wall Street Journal reports Pinnacle will pay more than $1.3 billion for the frozen food company. For Marketplace's New York Bureau, Elisa Roth reports.
Bird's Eye is the biggest frozen vegetable company in the country. Pinnacle does business in the freezer, too. Among other things, it makes Swanson's frozen dinners and Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. But the two companies have more in common than just the freezer case. Both are owned by private equity firms. If this deal goes through, it would be one more indication that private equity firms are getting back into action again. David Carey's a senior writer at The Deal. He says private equity firms have been waiting.
And they're sitting on a huge amount of uninvested capital, and they have been for a while. What turns the spigot on and off is the availability of debt financing.
He says there's not as much money out there as there has been, but that the private equity market is starting to move again. Birdseye had been planning an IPO. It filed with the SEC last month. The IPO was meant to raise money to pay off some of the $700 million it has in debt. If this deal goes through, the IPO would be off the table. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And as you heard, private equity is playing a key role in the deal. That could mean things are thawing out a bit in the mergers and acquisitions department. Julie Nieman is analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So what's happening in the economy to cause private equity firms to loosen up a bit?
Well, bottom line, there's a little more availability of capital. They're getting a lot of money coming in from hedge funds and from individuals. They're hopefully going to pick up the slack that banks are not lending. So private equity is becoming the new lender of last resort. Now, the deals aren't big, but what they're doing is kicking in cash that has been sitting on the sidelines.
And, you know, we heard this morning, Julie, about the AOL and Aetna job cuts. On the initial jobless claim front, not much improvement, according to the Labor Department. Number of first-time claims about the same, rose just a little bit, about 3,000. Where's this economic recovery? Where are the jobs?
Well, I expect the pundits to put lipstick on this pig, and by that mean not getting worse is somehow great news and the economy's adding new jobs. No, it really means there's a statistical lull in the firings, and it's temporary. What we're going to be seeing are more mass layoffs coming into the data, and many of these jobs simply aren't coming back. Everything that was related to housing and construction, a fraction will come back. But, you know, selling, financing, mortgaging, furnishing, that won't come back. A job serving an out-of-control, debt-driven economy is really gone.
Julie Nieman joining us from St. Louis this morning. Julie, thanks.
You bet.
We do appreciate it. And finally, some people in this economy have something to smile about. Perhaps maybe they don't. Maybe they shouldn't smile because they're probably without some of their teeth. Gold topped $1,140 an ounce this week. It's eased back a bit. But suffice it to say, the value of the yellow commodities really taken off. So people are cashing in what they have. In Hannibal, Missouri, for example, the owner of Crescent Jewelry says customers are coming in every day trying to get money for some of their fillings and bridges. Some of them even have real teeth attached. We await your biting comments. Check us out online at our website, marketplace.org. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is waiting for you as well. Online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.